I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. I recently had a chance to speak with Jason Schneider. He's the executive director of the Marquette Chamber of Commerce for an update on chamber activities. He shared some information about the success of the Be Local, Buy Local campaign and how it's going to expand into this year, and also how the chamber is getting involved with 4th of July and fireworks activities in the city of Marquette. Here's more with Jason Schneider with the Marquette Chamber of Commerce.
The Be Local, Buy Local campaign that we ran with the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Chamber of Commerce really ended up being quite great, way bigger than we expected. So we surveyed all of the app users, and we've kind of compiled that and started talking about where things are going this year. We're looking at a June launch, and there's going to be some really cool features within the app that are going to be different. People are going to be able to search by search businesses by category, by keyword. They'll be able to pull up a map showing all of the businesses around them. So if you're in a part of town or the county that you haven't been to before and you're curious who's there and what they are, you can find them that way.
For those that aren't familiar with what this originally was and what its idea was, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the idea was, you know, it is important to buy local. I think every one of your listeners gets that, but it's hard to remember to do so.
Right.
So we developed an app that allows people to take a picture of their receipt. By doing so, they register their purchases with us. And every purchase that they register puts them into a drawing. And then every week we gave away $300, and we did that for about 3 months.
And it was very successful. It caught on quite well.
Yeah, we had 2,100 users and just over 100 businesses involved.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing. So this time around, it's going to be an annual thing. It'll be all year round when it right. launches. It'll be continual.
So what is the evolution? What are you looking? You mentioned a few things to
yep.
try to
So from the app user side, you'll be able to search businesses a little bit better. The app user said they only were looking for prizes of $100 rather than $300, which is great.
Okay.
So we
That's
can spread that out over time.
So that does allow you to keep that going longer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Longer
and one of the problems that we had with the app, for any of your listeners who had it, is the push notifications. When you would get a push notification, it would disappear. And that was a technical issue that was too expensive to fix in that first 3 months.
Right.
However, this year, we're actually going to have a notification center. So not only can you receive push notifications, but businesses can put notifications directly into that center for you. Mm-hmm. So when you go into some place like Donkers or Bucks or Wilderness Sports, you can check it out to see what things they've sent you and is there anything relevant to your purchase that day.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a way that shoppers and or customers and businesses can directly communicate.
And it really does foster this, not only the shopping local, but the awareness of the businesses that are
yep.
in the community as
yep.
well. Because a lot of people may know, for example, they're new to Marquette. They know the Marquette businesses, but they don't know maybe up on the west end.
Absolutely. So we're also adding this feature where if you go to a business that you've never registered a gift or a purchase at before, you actually get extra points for going to businesses you haven't gone to. There's going to be prizes for people during the week who go to the most number of participating local businesses.
Okay.
We're also adding donations to nonprofits can be registered. So if you donate to UPAWS,
sure.
you donate to SALE, things like that, you can get registries that way.
One of the other things that I know you're doing with the chamber right now is you're getting involved with the annual fireworks for the 4th of July in the city of Marquette. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to combine the two for a sec. So we've been talking to the fireworks committee about actually using the app to help announce what's happening around the fireworks. For the people that don't necessarily have the radio, they can get push notifications, hey, the parade's going to be in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you have your seats? Fireworks are going to launch pretty soon. Make sure you get down there. So we've been approached by the fireworks committee to help play a coordinating role with all the organizations that put on all the festivities of the 4th of July. You know, till recently, it's been a lot of work on Tom Baldini, you know, a local city commissioner who
sure.
just has been involved in everything. And he's helped pull together Rotary and Exchange and Kiwanis so that everything all happens together and everybody's on the same page. He's been trying to hand that off for a while. And the DDA also has said, you know what, this is much bigger than the DDA. And so we need an organization that works with everybody. And so the chamber's starting to fill that role this year. You know, we're helping as much as we can. We're learning about what's happening so that in 18, we can fully be the facilitator, the coordinator of all the different groups operating.
So if people want to find out more, they want to become a member, either individual or business, or just find out more about what you do, what's the best way to do that?
The easiest way over the air is go to our website, marquettechamber.org. spelled as it sounds, no MQT, just MarquetteChamber.org. And you can find our email, you can find our phone number and our address. We're on 3rd Street across from Border Grill. The office is open 9 to noon. People are always welcome to stop by.
That's the comments of Jason Schneider, Executive Director of the Marquette Chamber of Commerce. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.